they're a good football team, really good football team. You know, we're going on the road, and it's always tough to win on the road, but it's going to take all the guys in this locker room to pull together, you know, keep working, keep competing in practice, and stick together throughout the course of the game, no matter what happens. And when you do that, good things happen.
A lot of teams around the league like to check down, do things like that. Arizona throws it down the field. How much does that change what you guys have to do going into it?
We just have to stick to our identity and just trust the defense and trust one another out there and hold each other accountable. And you do your job, and that's when you make your plays. So, I mean, we have to do what we have to do. They're going to come out trying to do what they've been doing all year, and we have to try to find a way to stop it.
What'd you think of the way Quinn held up yesterday? I know a lot of people talked about Demaryius yesterday, but what'd you like about Rollins' game yesterday?
Quinn did a good job yesterday. Just since he's been here, man, it's just the way he handles himself as a professional, quiet guy. He comes in and gets the job done. He doesn't do all that talking. And just the way he works this offseason, you can see why he's been successful on the field. And that's a guy that's willing to learn, willing to get better. And he enjoyed competing, so that's why he's been doing such a good job.
Where do you think his ceiling is, given that it's only been 2 years of football back-to-back for him? Because he played so much basketball in college.
Yeah, he has a bright future. And I give him a lot of credit and respect, because I'm talking, you only been playing the position 2 years, a cornerback position at that, and now you're going against great athletes and great receivers, and you're doing a good job at it. That's much respect to him, and he's going to keep improving. Kind of reminds you of a Sam Shields. And those guys are very athletic, and he's going to keep making plays.
You guys haven't won pretty per se. Mike McCarthy said yesterday about flushing the negativity. What was this message to you guys, and how is that message being portrayed to you guys?
I don't know what a pretty win or ugly win is. A win is a win to me. And this is the NFL. You know, you're not going to have too many blowout games, so games are going to come down to the end. And you just keep fighting to the end and try to find a way to get a win. And once you get a win, I mean, you accept that and appreciate that.
Was there any kind of – did you allow yourself any celebration yesterday knowing that you guys clinched a spot in the playoffs?
Oh, of course. You all – I mean, to get a win in this league, it's tough. So you got to appreciate that. And then on top of that, to get a win on the road, that's even better. And then to just have the opportunity to keep playing ball after the season over into the playoffs – I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself, and that was one of our team goals. And so we accomplished that goal, and we still have our other goals ahead of us that we can still accomplish. So everything is still lined up for us the way we wanted it to be. So guys are excited and motivated about that.
You know, you go back to the game at Detroit, they got off to the fast start, but then you guys held firm. The Dallas game here, they had the big run, they got back in the game, and then yesterday – they had a big comeback and took the lead, but you guys have slammed the door the last 3 weeks. As a leader, what have you seen from your defense in that regard?
You just see the fighting guys. I mean, guys are coming in. They're not getting to where, like, okay, we jump out early, that means the game is over, or we're down early, that means the game over. No, you got guys that are fighting, and they're going to fight to the end, and that's just how we've been throughout this offseason. And you know, throughout the course of a football game, you're going to have some ups and downs, a little adversity. But the good teams respond from that, and I think that's what we've been doing together as a team. And we know that every game we go into is going to come down to the last plays and the last few minutes, and that's how we've been doing our job.
How important might that be going into this game here? So they're probably going to make some plays on you at some point, you know? But just that ability to, you know, stay the course and break the shot, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we're going against a good opponent, so you know it's going to come down to the end. You know, those guys are good. Those guys are going to make their share of plays. And we're going to make ours. So it's just about playing with good technique and trusting one another and just fighting all the way to the end and doing your job, holding each other accountable. And once you do that, good things happen.
Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.
One final thing. They got an older guy like Larry Fitzgerald back there who's done it all, one of the elite receivers. And you got a lot of young guys who do different things on that offense. What do you know as of right now, and just how good is this Arizona offense?
Just watch them. I mean, they're a very good offense, and they're led by Carson Palmer. And he's been putting up big numbers this year. And to me, Larry is one of the top receivers in the game, and he's been doing it for a long time, and he's still playing at a high level. And you can see that his leadership is spread throughout that whole unit. And like I said, those guys have a good football team, offense and defense. And it's going to be a good challenge for our team, and we're looking forward to it. And it's an important game to us because it's the next game. And so it should be a lot of fun. and guys are excited and ready to roll.
It's like a playoff game before the playoffs in some ways, because if you beat them and they might lose to Seattle, you could still get a bye week. I know that
yeah.
you can only look one game ahead, but you know what I mean, though. But for this means a lot for two teams that are already in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just feel it really means a lot. Honestly, I don't get too far ahead of that's just the way I approach the game. I don't get ahead of myself. And it's important to us because it's our next game. And the most important thing is getting the win. And when you get wins, that solves a lot of problems. So, like I said, it's going to be a fun challenge, a tough challenge, and we're looking forward to it.